At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Before I hit record, and then I need to sit down and do the action so that I can time it all nicely.
Just watching this place in Somerset, Kentucky that did a Dukes of Hazzard jump.
Ooh, fancy. Okay, that one's your camera, and that far one.
Kind of like this one.
No. Okay, ready? Action. Okay, audio lineup.
Dan here, DD's Beach Off.
Under the lift with DD's Beach Off.
Under the lift with DD's Beach Off. So for whatever reason, you guys liked the last episode. That was pretty awesome.
It was. Actually, I honestly was shocked.
Danny had no faith. I've been talking about restarting the podcast for a while.
Yes.
Been wanting to do it.
Well, since we stopped, you've been talking about it.
And Danny kept saying, well, no one's going to want to watch me. I said, yeah. But everyone has to deal with you just like I do. No, but I was like, oh, worst case, try it and see what happens. Put out a few episodes, and if people hate it, we'll stop and move on to the next
thing. At this point, if you've been around for longer than 3 years, you're used to my voice.
That's how long it took me.
3 years?
Just got used to it. What were we going to talk about? I forget you had a whole list of things.
Well, I do have a whole bunch of list of things.
Oh, perfect.
However, we do actually have a sponsor already that I didn't tell you about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Frankie and Gertrude. Danielle, insert pictures here.
What are they doing? They seem like they cost more money than they make us.
No, people were asking how big Gertrude has been getting and how they're getting along. So I'll put some pictures here.
I told Danny I wanted to have the dogs out here for the podcast, but she didn't want to deal with the chaos.
Well, that's just it. I would have to deal with the chaos, and I'm already dealing with this chaos.
Don't call the people chaos.
No, not the people. Just like all the cameras and making sure the sound is working. And
anyway, a lot of people were
Actually, I feel like I should just make sure the sound is working. It is working. I know it's working. Like, it's all on. I had already tested it and checked it. But I'm just paranoid.
Worst case, doesn't work out. A lot of people are pretty actually understanding. Oh, this just needs a little. But oh, you did this.
The people can't see what you're doing.
When you wrapped it up.
Oh, the lights? I broke them?
Yes.
How?
When you wrapped them up, they stopped working. Anyway, a lot of people are super understanding about...
Okay, enough with the lights.
Power tour. I get distracted very easily. Jeez,
you've now, like, it's bubbling here. Now that's distracting me. Okay, power tour.
So we didn't go and stuff like that. And a lot of people are just making comments about Power Tour West, which we are talking about. We'll see how it goes financially and where the dollar's at and if us Canadians are allowed in the U.S., that's
well,
a big
actually,
part of it.
But I saw a lot of comments about that the border has been a hassle for a fair few people.
Yeah, the border's been a hassle. I don't really worry about it. We don't have criminal records, and we're just going down. I think, really, as long as you have a hotel booked,
yes,
and you're going somewhere and you got a bit of a story, so be it. The other thing is, I mean, for us, the border's a little farther away from us now. It's like a three-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you go down there and they kick you away, it's not like it is what it is.
Yeah.
The only thing I think we have to do is make sure we pay for the cancellation of hotels, which is a bit of a rip-off, but you got to pay that, and if it goes sideways, go sideways. You
better pay the $75 than the, like, $230.
Yeah,
perfect. For missing it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's like, I like to do that. Actually, Waylon called me the other day, Waylon Wire, and he was talking he did Power Tour.
He did, yes. Actually, I watched all his posts. Yeah, it's like good. He had such a good time.
Some of the hotels he stayed at were pretty rough. That guy saved a few dollars along the way. But he was talking, he's going to duct tape drags in Tucson or whatever.
Cool.
So that's in October, I think it is. But the problem is I don't give a crap about drag racing. So yeah. It's a bit of a drive just for a weekend.
Which is too bad because we have a drag racing car we built.
What?
My 64 Gazzer.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit of a poser situation we got really going on is. There. But I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we got to look because Power Tour West would be kind of neat. I'd like to do that. But the duct tape drags might be kind of neat as well. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. The problem is both of those are a lot of driving for just a few-day event. Like at Power Tour West is 3 days, and I think duct tape drags is two, like a Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So we'd be
driving more than we'd actually be.
By far. At the end. Yeah, I mean, it would be 2 day cannonball down and 2 day back, so it'd be 6 days just to be there for two, which is kind of lame.
But we are going to Deuce Days.
So yeah, our plan is either we're gonna take this or the two-door conversion from the last video to Deuce Days in Victoria. So we're gonna try that out. So,
we're gonna be there on the Saturday. That's the plan. As you guys know, our plans are very fluid and it could change. So don't quote me, but we are going to be there. We're going to have a table with merch right by... Actually, we're going to hang out with JF and Teresa from JF Customs, like from Killer Customs.
Oh.
So we'll have Riddler Talent and us.
You mean Riddler Talent, shitty JF. So yeah, but we're going to leave anyways. Hopefully we make it. That's the plan. We got the time booked off work. We got the dog sitter. And actually, tomorrow we're going to go for a little road trip. This thing. I've been driving it to work every day. Probably put 500 miles on it. It's been doing pretty good, and it's still, I guess when this comes out, it'll be like a week away or something like that. So I got 2 weeks left to drive that thing. So that's pretty cool. Just a sucked out junk hot rod, but it'd be fun. And you say table, you mean just the trunk of the car, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not bringing an actual table.
Yeah, it's like selling bootleg CDs.
We're literally, I'm going to have a tote with some selection of all of the stuff we have, and you can get it there. So if you want to save on the shipping, head on down to Victoria.
Yeah, Deuce Days is like a big deal. I've never heard, it's like every few years or something like that, it's a bunch of 32 Fords.
It's like every 5 years or something,
You have to be, our cars are too new to even be in the show.
Yeah, it's 51, I think, is the cutoff, actually.
And earlier.
So we're skirting the rules a little bit.
But it identifies as the 49.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be good. Yes, we got that thing dialed, this thing I've been working on.
It's very strange to have a bunch of cars that were actually like... actively driving.
Semi-confident in?
Yeah.
Last year we didn't do anything.
Well, last year, yes. Last year was the summer of suck.
Yeah, I was just working on stuff to
like,
be done with it.
All we did was, work on stuff to sell it because of the move.
We're actually heading on videos, which is nice. So we actually, I don't know where we're at when this is coming out, but the Chevy truck, the green one, we've just finished. But we've done a little bit. We kind of took it to town the other day.
So speaking of the green truck, I hope you enjoy my AstroTurf truck bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did that.
Because that will be up by the time this comes out.
So we're doing that. So that thing's just had, like, basic miles on it. The two-door conversion, which is actually, we kind of flip-flopped how that worked. But that's got a pile of miles on it. And I've been driving the Nova. And then, Chevy 2. And then this. This just got finished literally today. So maybe 1 week ago when this is coming out or something like that, eh?
Yeah.
Like, we literally drove it up, did a burnout on the driveway, put it back in.
Did multiple burnouts on the driveway.
Yeah, I ruined the driveway.
Yes. Roger's just like... It's, the fun part is, so a bunch of people, I guess, in town knew the guy that used to live here. And they all go, oh, you're in Roger's old house. And so I'm excited for when they see this video. And they go, Roger's not gonna like that.
He was a little particular, a little more than me. This car is so nice underneath.
It looks very good underneath. We don't often, I feel like, give enough appreciation for the undercarriage of a car.
I always put a lot of effort into it, but it was always just me on a creeper getting my hair stuck.
Yeah.
And awkward camera views of the people as I'm trying to wheel my way under there, but this thing came along nice. You know what was funny, this thing too? I was so burnt out on it.
Yeah.
That I just let it sit for like a month. Part of it,
I think longer than a month. I think it was 2 or 3 months this thing sat.
Yeah, part of the reason we didn't go on Power Tour is I was so mad at this thing. Because I put a pile of money in. Well, that was like April. I bought all the stuff for it. And then by May, I was over it.
Yeah.
I was like, I came in, it was like middle of May. Like, I'm not going to Power Tour. Car's not done. It's fighting me. It's a fortune. There's just too many things. I was like, not happening.
But then took a break from it and then decided to work on two other cars. And, like, I stopped working in the garage. That's the hilarious part. I just got burnt out on this specific car. But.
Well, and that, I guess, is where some people are all the time, endlessly. Why don't you ever just work on one thing only? And I feel like we've talked about this so much. But, like, the burnout of only having one car to work on, and then when things go wrong with that car and you're, like, kind of stuck with it, and you can't enjoy doing anything else, having the multiple cars really helps, like, alleviate that.
I think you just get tired of anything. Like, it doesn't matter, like, you know, popcorn's good, but if you have it every day, you get tired of it. And, like, this, you know, same thing. I just got tired of it, and along the way, I ran into a few hurdles, and I learned my lesson 2 years ago, whenever we did Power Tour, followed by Cruising the Coast back-to-back. And yes, both cars were an absolute battle, right to the end. We made it, and then it was like, last bolt goes in, drive around the block, and then go. And we did that twice, back to back, and I was like, I hated that. It wasn't fun. It was like, you're burnt out, you're tired, this and that. So at this point now, the cars are like, pretty dialed. Like, even like the little, like the two-door there, we could hop in tomorrow, and I'm confident with it, that if something let go, it's stuff that's just, well, that's what happened. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the motor grenaded, or the rear end let go, or something broke, or the water pump. It is what it is. But it's got enough miles on it now, which is, like, it's fine, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure we'll encounter problems along the way. We always do. But those cars was like this race to the finish, like, going to lose the shop. And I was like, suck.
Not
I didn't like
it.
That. That's how I felt on this thing. It was just like, we could have made it, but I was like, I'm going to work every minute of every day, scooting around, fighting my way through this thing, to then spend, like, $10,000 to go down to Power Tour. And I was like, that's like a whole car to buy and build.
It also just impacts like your day-to-day life. So like your time that's supposed to be fun is no longer fun. So then you're not really a fun person.
Like, I'm always a fun person.
But I mean for anybody, right? When you're like stressed and you're burnt out and you're exhausted, like that has a trickle-down effect into every aspect of your life, right? So you still had to go...
I want it to work.
You still had to go to work every day, and then you still have to make videos, and you still wanted to get the car done. So there's like 18 things all happening at once, but then the biggest thing is like impeding everything else.
My big thing is I'd spend a bunch of money, and then unfortunately, we still have sound.
Yes, I'm just keeping.
Is that camera even on?
It's not. I had a feeling. Had a feeling.
Are we taking a pause?
No, we'll just keep going now. I'm shocked it turned off, or maybe I didn't hit it properly. No, that's my old camera. These two are the new ones. So we'll just do side-by-sides for now. And now we'll have the full, which means there's no sound on that one, but there's sound on these two. So I'll do the same thing I did last week.
Didn't you check the sound?
I did. No, I mean, but that was off, so there was none of this sound.
Hang on, take a seat here for a second.
So I don't.
Just so we're clear.
Okay, hold on.
At the beginning of the video, you went and checked everything to make sure there was sound, but that camera wasn't even turned on from square one.
So I guess that camera is funny because you have to hit record in a different spot, and so I hit. I guess I just didn't hit record, and so I think I turned it off, which means. The microphones are hooked up to that camera, which means they weren't picking up here, but these two were recording, so they picked up, which is what happened last week when we ran out of sound.
We ran plum out. All I wanted to do, when I said let's bring the podcast back, I was like, can we have one GoPro and that's it? And you're like, no, three cameras, we're going to edit it. I'm like, you do you. Hey, by episode 10.
So we'll do the side-by-side thing again for the first bit of this episode.
Well, now we're already on the long shot, right?
Now it's the long shot.
Oh, perfect. So let's just start off a little...
Yeah.
So now you get to see the car.
So now you guys can see the
Isn't
car.
Isn't this thing a beauty?
It's not just us underneath nothing. I'm gonna double check it one more time now. Now I'm a little panicked, you guys. I'm not going to lie. So it says recording, and that's fine. And I'll get the sound from the other cameras. And
anyway, so back to Dan burning out on hot rods.
Burned out on hot rods.
Burning out on cameras here. But it came down to there's red lights before.
I know, but I wanted to see how long that was, and it was 15 minutes of just our faces.
Just do some jump cuts back and forth.
You guys, please remember that we're not professionals here.
I don't think you have to explain that. They've A, seen the work we do for years on the cars, and they've been here for 15 minutes. When the sound's all echoey and not working, they understand it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out on cars. So I was kind of burnt out on it, and here's the other thing. I'm obsessed with not getting burnt out on cars, because the amount of cars I've bought from someone because they got burnt out,
yes,
is all of them, it seems like. People started something and then life happened. Like, the amount of cars I bought, the people buy the car, they disassemble it, buy a pile of parts, store it in the trunk, and then all the brand new parts have like surface rust on them, and then they wait like 5 or 10 years. Then you see the car come up and they try and go, well, I paid $5,000 for the car and I have $4,000 worth of parts, so I want $9,000. Then it sits, and then it's $8,000, then it's $7,000, then it's $6,000. And now the person's mad at the car because they think the car is ruining the money. And then I come in with a tow truck and $2,500 cash and drag it home.
You're usually quite closer to their asking price.
Initial asking price, never. Many come up. Yes. They want huge money. And I don't even, I'm not the kind of guy that's, if they're selling for $10,000 and I think it's worth $2,500, I'm not going to be, would you take $2,500? Yes. I think that is rude and gross to do. But it sits out there, and then the people come to the realization themselves that, hey, this thing's probably worth $3,500 or $4,000, then I'll show up and I'll offer what I think it's worth. But I hate that on Facebook. When I have something up, you know, you want $10,000, so you take $2,500, block. I don't even, like, yes, that's the number I wanted.
Yeah.
I four times it. But unfortunately, and I know full well when I'm buying stuff for people, I try and be really nice, and I try and explain to them, hey, I get it, I get all these things, but the reality is when you have a car and you take it apart, it's worthless. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to realize that too, even with upgrading cars, like this Nomad, for instance. So we just spent a pile of money. The motor, I rebuilt this motor, Forged DL3 with the blower on it, rebuilt Turbo 350 and a Ford 9-inch. Arguably the 9-inch I could say would up the value of the car, but the motor and the transmission, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. If I wanted the most bang for my buck, the amount of money I put into this motor and transmission, I probably would have further ahead to do like a fuel injection LS swap with overdrive.
Right.
Probably would have been very similar money, but not my style, not what I enjoy.
And that I think would probably add to the value of the car versus this, whether it's had a bone stock 350 in it or what it has now, I don't think the value is, it might be worth a few more dollars, but not the money I spent on the motor.
It's kind of like if you, like, a lot of times if you live in a city, building a garage doesn't add to the value of a home. It's just what you want.
It's like 4x4 truck guys. Yeah. Like, you lift a truck, put big wheels and tires on it, do a lift and do all this stuff to it. People are like, I spent $10,000 on it. Doesn't make the truck worth anymore. You did that, you like that. Arguably, a lot of people would not want that truck now, and it's actually worth less in their mind. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny how that stuff works. It took me a lot of years to come around to that, and I think car guys struggle with that. That's great that you spent this much money. Like, that was the swap meet there this last year, trying to buy parts. And I tried to buy together a bunch of floor pans and stuff. Like, a nice guy. And he's like, well, I paid $150 for this, so I'll sell it for $150. You take the tax.
And the shipping or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's not how it works. I was thinking I'd pay you 50 cents on the dollar. It'd be very fair. Yeah. I thought that'd be nice. But, you know, such is life. And I don't know if he left with them or not. Maybe he sold them to someone else, but I wasn't the end user in that situation. But anyways, that's where burnout kind of comes in, where I don't want to turn into that guy. I don't think I ever will. I typically would finish it, or at the very least, I'd cobble it together enough to make it look like a car. I think that's a big part of it. Like, the thing's blown apart, even if the grill and everything's zip-tied on, there's one bolt holding the hood on and all, but it looks like a car, the pictures do so much better.
Well, it's kind of like when you have to clean a bunch of stuff, and so you shove everything in the closet. Mm-hmm. So that it looks clean and then your mind is a little clear. I feel like that is what you do when you get burnt out. You make it look like a car again, and then you shove, I mean, the Nomad's a great example of that. You just shove all the parts inside of it, and you let it sit, and you just walk away. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and it got to the point where it was burnout a little bit on this one, but more than anything, it was, I had spent money on things that, I don't know what the word is, my perception didn't work out to be, like, the rear end. I bought this rear end. It was a direct fit. I didn't read the fine print. It ended up being 3 inches narrower than stock. And then I was like, okay, well, whatever. So I was like, they're custom wheels them into it or spacers. All these things I didn't really want to deal with. And then I was fighting those stupid brakes, which I never liked when I put them on the gray 55. But I did it anyways. Like, I wasn't smart enough to be like, don't do this. So now I'm into it for the rear end and the brakes, which was probably like a couple $1,000.
It turned off again.
You want to just take a pause for a minute?
I think we're going to have to.
I'll be right back.
Try this again.
Are y'all recording?
One. Yes, so we'll see. The editing on this one just might be a little interesting. Okay, wait, hold on. I got to do my sync up. Okay.
What was I talking about? Oh, the rear end.
The rear end.
Right there. Yeah, so anyways, I got these parts and it all went together and it was not what I wanted in the end. And like, it was probably, well, the center section I ended up reusing, but I think the diff was $1,500. I think the brakes were under $700 or so, plus all the time. So, I mean, you know, couple of grand, $2,500 between shipping and tax and all that. And it wasn't what I wanted. And I was like, do I fight, or just give up? And I gave up for a little bit. And then I ordered all the stuff, replacement stuff, from Speedway this time. Like I should have done in the first place. But I thought I'd save a dollar. Didn't. After it was time. Because the other stuff was available local, and Speedway was on back order. So I got that, and I mean, ultimately cost me another $2,500. So now we're $5,000 in the rear end of this thing. Could not have been the more expensive way of doing it. But you know what? I got it all. It showed up. It was in the back of this thing. So the boxes showed up. I just put it in the trunk or the whatever, the wagon. And I didn't even look at it for a month, I think.
Yes.
End of May it came, or whatever. It was on the slip, or whatever. So almost a full month. And I didn't even look at it. I was mad at it and this and that. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? Everything else is finished. So I brought it in early this week, I guess. And I was out of town.
Well, I think it was on Thursday you brought it in.
I left it in here before I left, but I didn't work till Wednesday.
Huh.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days. Swapped the rear end, stopped the brakes, replumbed it, built the exhaust, went through all the miscellaneous stuff under the hood, changed the cooling system, found all the little leaks, rewired under the dash, timing, tuning, made it run and drive. 5 days.
And now you're much happier about it.
But it's one of those things that is so funny because I threw the towel in and I was 5 days away from the car being done. And then we would test drive for Power Tour.
Yeah.
But I was just so over it that it didn't matter. Like I couldn't see that at the time.
Well, and I think when you're that over it and you're like that, like mad and upset with something, like you're not going to keep doing things the right way or like how it should be done. At that point, you're like, I just want to be done. So you get kind of lazy or you cut corners or you like screw more things up just because you're like angry and stressed and mad.
And I wanted this car to be nice. Yeah. That's the other thing. Like there's certain things that I rush or I cobble or do whatever, but this car I am actually trying to make it nice or nice-ish. I mean, rough around the edges because I prefer that anyways, but nice where it's like, you know what, you could fix it up and do whatever you want. Someone could really understand what you have here and I'd be happy with it. But the big thing was the money yet again, because that's basically I had to fork out that $2,500 again. And then I'm trying to sell the other stuff on Facebook, so maybe I'll make some of the money back.
We'll see.
I might just light it on fire in front of the speed shop I bought it from because I'm so angry at them. But
well, and that was a bit of a debacle with that speed shop.
It was advertised as direct fit, which it was direct fit, but it was 3 inches narrow. I contacted them, told them, hey, this is actually whatever. They said, oh, okay. Then they changed the description to after I bought it. That it needs custom wheels, which it didn't say originally, but it did say the width. So that's on me. I didn't read the fine print, which I never, I never read the fine print. But I will say, when you buy something that says direct fit,
you kind of assume that means direct fit.
That's what I assumed. And now they're offering a direct fit factory width.
and now it's a special order to get the narrowed one for performance.
Right.
So I was a little upset about
it. Well, it was more like...
And they didn't give me... I emailed them, talked to them, and they just kind of left me on read, so...
Yeah.
So it's just life.
Well, I just think, like, if your customer comes to you and says, hey, this is actually incorrect, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging it and being like, oh, geez, sorry. Like, here's how we'll fix it, or, like, have a plan to fix it, or even just, like, admit that it happened? I don't know.
In my mind, I was wrong. I didn't read the fine print, and they didn't have to do anything. They didn't do anything, but they didn't have to either.
I guess not, but I don't know. I just think that's icky.
If it was me, I think I would have done it. Not that I was expecting it for free, just the proper one at cost, maybe, or take this one back as trade, or do whatever.
Just to acknowledge, like, oh, hey, man, like, sorry, it is in the fine print, that blah, blah, blah. Like, just to acknowledge that you had something to say, and they didn't even do that.
Yeah, wish he goes. But that's now, that's the old customer service side of things, because sometimes even when the customer is wrong,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to kind of take care of him a little bit in the hopes that I'm going to continue to spend thousands of dollars.
Yes. Well, and I mean, look at a big place like Speedway when we had that, we were missing something for the...
Oh, one set of brake pads.
One set of brake pads, right? And they were like, Kate, well, what do you want to do? We can ship them out to you right away. We'll fix this, like, whatever, like, instantly.
Yeah.
So just such a difference.
Oh, yeah, save
in, like,
us the money on the stuff down the road.
Yeah.
There Speedway's
just a different in customer care.
Like, Speedway's so easy to deal with. It's unbelievable. Like, it doesn't
even
make sense. It's
too easy.
Well, I think they've realized that, I mean, there has to be a certain percentage of people that order the wrong thing. And you could sit there and go, you're wrong, sir. Or you eat the 5% of people that do it, or 2%, send out the proper part, maybe make them pay the shipping or whatever, and then they're going to continue to buy from you versus going to the next guy.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm doing now. I'm going to the next guy. Like, there's... I'm struggling finding a speed shop to deal with in Alberta, which is very frustrating. I actually thought it'd be mm-hmm. a lot easier. There's a couple of shops in Lethbridge, but that's like 2 hours away from us, but I've heard a lot of good things about them.
Oh.
But
that's the kind of thing where you make a list, you call ahead, then you go down, because that's a whole day.
But the problem is, if you're going to do that, you drive down to Lethbridge, get it, so it's 2 hours there, 2 hours back, so it's a 5-hour trip. You might as well just order it off the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's...
Because you could then still keep working on something else while you wait for
you gotta plan a little
whatever
bit.
To deliver the next day.
I guess
day
I just got
week.
Used to in Manitoba, like, there's a couple of speed shops and then, like, Walker Auto with the, did that cook off?
Son of a biscuit.
Are you going to lose your mind again?
I might.
Is it not plugged in?
No, but it didn't turn off at all last week. So I don't know why it's doing it this week.
But anyways, I got so used to what we had in Manitoba. It was so handy. And I gotta say, I miss the body panels. Reg, I miss you, buddy. I really do. You were so handy. But, and the speed shop, same thing. They had a bunch of stuff there. I could always get it, but it is what it is. That's, I guess, just the way it goes. Really, I should just move down to, like, Mississippi or something like that. And that's where you really get all the good stuff. 50 miles away from the Mississippi, and you probably got anything you need. But, yeah. That's that, I guess. So there's my little... Is that one recording?
No,
we're still going?
These two are golden.
Rock solid.
These two are my favorite. That guy is a little tricky, apparently.
Call that one Frankie.
I don't know why it's doing it today.
But anyways, this car's all together now. I'm past my anger, and I'm ready to start enjoying putting some miles on cars now. Because it's just, well, it's the end of June here, but we should be able to put some miles on things to go do some stuff. I really would like to go on some different road trips. Unfortunately, I guess a lot of people are from the U.S., but... We haven't done a lot of Canadian stuff, and I'd like to do more just for myself,
mm-hmm.
but see more of Western Canada
yes.
a little bit. So if you guys have any tips or tricks there, let me know. But that being said, there's some stuff in Montana. It'd be nice to see. We always talk about Mount Rushmore. We got to do some of those things. We should maybe look into how I don't know what the word is for how tricky the border is. Because it's really not that far.
No.
Just get into Montana, just even go for a couple of days.
I think it just depends, like, what you're doing or whatever. Who knows? I feel like it depends on the person. Like,
there's
a lot of variety.
Well, I mean, we always got away with it, but I think we got to get into it maybe. And I'm getting less and less. I think we talked about last time, like, packing for power tour.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Yeah. So I have less and less, but I've always heard that what you really need to have is a manifest of everything
of
you're
all
bringing.
The stuff.
And that's maybe what we need, just so it's all... I always thought to myself, like, crossing the border, I buy Canadian tire tools a lot, and it's, like, has a little Canadian thing on it. So I'm like, the border guys are like, did you buy this down there? I'd be like, no. It's Canadian tire. So I always thought I was in the clear, but that being said, I don't think... common sense is what they want. I think they want the list. This is what the rules say to do. Mm-hmm. So this is what you do, yes sir, no sir. And I can accept, I can appreciate that. I'm sure, imagine the people they see trying to come through, yes, with just pure stupidity and all
that.
Well,
and sometimes
stuff.
It just depends on the person, right? Like we had that experience bringing stuff back before where like the people beside us, they're like, yeah, oh, we maybe spent $75. And the border security guy was like, okay. And you were like off by $2. And the guy read you the riot act and threatened to never let you back in the States again.
But on the flip side, we brought the supercharger back. It was over the limit, and the guy between the two of us, he's like, ah, you guys are good between the two of you, and let us go.
Yeah.
It's all about how, it's people. People are people.
Depends on the guy, depends on the date. They probably have their own quotas they have to fill. Like,
I'm sure a lot of it is just whatever. It is what it is. So, yeah, people have bad days and they go to work. But I also, like, I've been flying a lot for work lately, and every time I see someone with a bottle of water going through security and they're like, you can't take this, they're like, oh. And I'm like, oh. As I'm there, just like my cowboy boots in my hand, like, can I just leave?
Just ready to go through.
Like, I don't understand what the problem is there. And like, you're like, how is this possible? And they go through, oh, I have my watch on? Oh, I didn't know I have my sunglasses on. Oh, yeah. Are you wearing a belt? I am. It's like, holy moly. Well,
take your shoes off. Yeah. Or all of your liquids in a Ziploc. Like, yeah, we are very, when we do have to fly, like, I put everything in Ziploc baggies. So even like my chargers and stuff, it's all in Ziploc bags. So I can just take it all out, put it in the thing, not have to worry about like, people have everything is tangled. Like, listen, people, nobody wants to be in airport security. So just like, let's have a system. I know, I carry all of your stuff when we travel.
We're good, yeah.
Like, you're only responsible for your wallet, which you have left on a plane.
One time. I usually take my cowboy boots off, jam everything in my pockets and my boots, toss on the thing, and I walk on through. Put my belt buckle back on, I'm on to lunch.
And who has your boarding pass?
I have an app for that now.
Well, and who has your passport?
Well, you have that, obviously. That's an important one. I have the Visa card. You can fix most things with the Visa card except for the passport. I've learned that one. Yes. You can forget everything else, and the Visa card solves it. ID, you need.
Well, and actually, so speaking of all of your traveling, the hair modeling business has been, like, you're just so high in demand for hair modeling.
Did anybody want to sponsor this thing yet?
No, but you can get merch at ddspeechshop.ca. Like this shirt, which is actually like our anniversary shirt.
I'm ready to read an ad.
Do you want me to write out here one out for you? Are you sick of me already?
Your words.
Wow.
I had a lot of fun reading those ads. It was so ridiculous that I felt like, oh, this is just what you're doing now. I felt like I was on The Price is Right or something like that. You just talked away at it. I really enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Oh, well, that's nice. So we're basically at our time.
Are you sure?
Even with all, yes, I've been keeping track of it in my head.
So this one's still on?
Yes. See, these two, I should just get another one of these guys, I think.
Can I just be in your camera?
No. Lean back. You're ruining my shot.
I didn't ruin anything.
I might have.
Was there one more thing we wanted to talk about? I forget what it was.
I don't know. I think that was everything. I feel like we covered the main hits today.
I think we need one more thing before we go. I'm ready for lunch again.
Is that what you want to talk about?
No, not really. I feel like today was a little bit of a negative episode. I want people to kind of leave on a positive note.
Oh.
Sometimes stuff doesn't go your way, and sometimes you miss trips and this and that, and stuff costs money, but I don't ever want anyone to...
But you still come out to the garage every day and work.
Yeah, you know,
still enjoy it.
I did a video there probably a few weeks ago now, or a month ago, when it was... I think it was over the Nova got dented.
Yes.
And I forget what you labeled it there.
No respect for hot rodding.
And man, the comments were pretty negative in that video. The video did pretty good, but some of the people were in there going, yeah, I got a car for 10 years. I don't even look at it anymore. Hot rodders are so, everyone's so judgy and clicky and this and that. And I was like, whoa, like, I get it. There are certain clicks and stuff like that. And some people like really shiny things. If you want to be in the Tri-5 Club, you got to have a Tri-5 and whatever it may be. But I think the kind of moral of the story I mean, I don't care what people think about my cars. I love it when people are friendly and they're like, oh, I love what you did and this and that. But if they go, that's stupid, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I get it. But driving that two-door conversion around with the wrong color doors and all that, you know, the old guys don't get it. They're like, when are you going to paint it? When are you going to finish it? This and that. So be it. The young kids that I feel like we're causing whiplash to, they're like, what is yeah. that? That's what I love. And we're not kid people, but I just think to myself, hopefully that kid's like, I want something cool. That can be on the road. I don't got to drive a four-door Camry. This guy's driving that. Yes. And it's, you know, it kind of keeps the hobby alive. And that's, obviously, kids are like that, but all the way up, you know, younger people and then, you know, adults and all that, you don't have to have it perfect. You don't have to whatever. You can't, you know, cry over spilled milk or whatever it is. Get out there, enjoy the cars. Who cares other people, your camera?
I know. I was just ignoring it now.
See, we don't want this negative energy. That's what the camera threw us off. That's the problem.
The camera absolutely threw us off.
You'll have to go ahead and download the update for the Sorny, see what happens. But hot rods are supposed to be fun. Now, any hobby can be, I'm sure people out there golfing can get super frustrated at golf.
You seen Happy Gilmore? Yeah.
I've broken a few clubs myself. I tried golfing one summer, didn't it? Well, but the stress of it or whatever it may be, and that's how cars are. But I just, as I get older now, I like the driving the cars, the hanging out with the people, the going to new places, checking out new restaurants. All those, that's the fun part of it. And sometimes people get real stuck into how much money everything costs right now, because it is crazy how much people are asking stuff. Unfortunately or fortunately, I'm going to look at it, a lot of parts are coming from used, so you're getting Facebook Marketplace and, you know, Craigslist and all these.
You're putting a lot of trust in
that
people.
Level of person you have to deal with, and that can be the good and bad part about the internet is people are on it. And people can be the nicest people in the world to actually. We sold that two-door, the gray 55. Is his name John? I'm terrible with names. Anyways, we sold it to him, and I had the diff out of this thing, the stock Nomad diff, and I put it up just for free. And he sent me a message, hey, I saw it. Can I get that thing? Absolutely, buddy. It's all yours. So he comes down and picks it up, and then he brought us some miscellaneous stuff. Speedway.
Yeah.
He ordered a crossmember from Speedway, but it showed up. The box is ripped open or something like that?
There was some timing issue, too. Like, he needed some parts at one time, and it came later or something.
Whatever happened, but he called Speedway back, and they just sent him out a new one. They didn't ask, because it was missing a bunch of parts. That's what it was. I think he got missed in shipping. He called them. They just sent him out a new one, so he has a new one. So he's like, do you want this? Like, it was a crossmember with no hardware. Do you want it? I'm like, yeah. Like, Tri-5 crossmember? I'll use that. And a steering column and a few little things like that.
A super cool quick release steering wheel.
Yeah, steering column and steering wheel, which would actually be great on the Model A.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there was a couple other little things. There's little bushings or motor mount stuff. I forget what it was. But all kind of things that's just like, I'm not going to use it. Here you go. It ended up being free to him or whatever it is. And boom, there you go. That's the hot rodding that I like, where you can just kind of, I have this differential I'm not going to use. I could have scrapped it. I could have tried to get $50 for it. I literally put it up for free. I put free, take it away. And actually, a lot of people were interested in it, obviously, when something's free. But then he, okay, yeah, great, do that guy. And then in Manitoba, that happened a few times where a guy stopped by the garage one time. He's like, I need these motor mounts. I can't, well, here you go. I got a set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can I repay you or whatever? He's like, well, I don't know. I said, just next time if I need something, I see you or whatever, let me know. And he brought something back for me at some point. I forget what it was.
Well, and you lent that one kid the mufflers for like
headers.
2 months or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy had he was putting together a big block Caprice or a Biscayne or something like that. And I don't know how I hooked up with that kid. But I think
he just sent you a message on Facebook asking. Yeah, because he had some on order and they weren't going to arrive on time. And he had a car show.
Yeah. And I had a nice set of ceramic coated big block Chevy headers meant for a full size car. Still got them in the shed there. And he's like, do you have anything? I was like, well, I do. Here you go. I just loaned them to him for, whatever it was, because he's ordering
months,
them.
Yeah.
And then he drove with them when the other ones came in. But then that guy got us back, I think, the tailgate on the 79 Ford.
Yes.
He gave us or got us a heck of a deal on and some center caps or something. That's the part of hot rodding I like.
Yeah.
Is the having a good time, you can help someone out, they help you back, and you're not keeping score.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The moral of the story is, don't be an idiot like Dan. when you do, when you order parts, maybe spend a little bit more time on it than I did. I thought I spent a bunch of time on it, but I didn't. And as it turns out, I ended up losing on that and the exhaust system. I didn't use one bit of that exhaust system, which was not cheap in the end of the day. It was a good value if it was going to fit.
And you'll find something else for it, too.
Yeah, no, I took it off all in pieces. Yeah. So actually, it would fit on that thing if we ever wanted to, but such is life. But now I got a bunch of spare parts. So there you go. Read the fine print. Be a good hot rodder. And
just get out there and enjoy the hot rods.
Buy a set of gloves from Danny.
ddspeechup.ca.
So I can read more ads.
Also, forgive me for however this gets edited.
Don't worry. You'll put some sort of clickbait title in it with a clickbait thumbnail. Are we going to make it? Can we even figure this out? And people will watch.
The end of the podcast.
It's a good system we have there. People are mowing grass out back there. I saw the near ride his trike down the road. It's the way she goes sometimes. They're not all going to be winners.
That's life.
But by episode 100, we'll have it figured out. Thanks for watching.
This one's yours. No, it's this one, the other camera.
Thanks for watching.
No, the other camera.
See you on the next one.
No, this one. Can you look at this one, though? No. Oh, we didn't do my car thing again. Oh, well. Next time.
Back to work.